Miller Lite, the official beer partner of your Philadelphia Phillies, is proud to serve as presenting sponsor of WIP's High Hopes Pod. So whether you're listening to the game, catching up on the latest High Hopes Pod, or at the ballpark, remember, it tastes like Miller time, Phillies fans. Celebrate responsibly.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing.
And Bubba Wallace.
You know what's the worst part of a race? A rain delay.
Sitting around, waiting for the track to dry, is dull.
But instead of waiting, we hang out with Chumba Casino.
Social casino slots, bingo, solitaire, plenty of fun to keep us entertained.
So why let a rain delay slow you down? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
At DSW, we ask the important questions, like, what shoes are you going to wear? Whether you're prepping for wedding season, festival season, or just planning the ultimate vacay, the right shoes can make or break an RSVP. So own the moment. You've got big plans, and we've got just the shoes. At the perfect price, of course. Get ready to get ready with Designer Shoe Warehouse. Head to your DSW store or DSW.com today, and let us surprise you.
Millions of Americans are looking for effective ways to manage their weight, but finding the right support can feel confusing and time-consuming. Orderly Meds offers a convenient online experience that connects you with licensed medical providers to explore GLP-1 treatment options from home. The process is simple. Complete your information online, connect with a provider, and learn what options may be right for you. No waiting rooms, no complicated scheduling, just a modern, streamlined experience designed around convenience. Visit orderlymeds.com/podcasts to learn more today. That's orderlymeds.com/podcasts. Again, orderlymeds.com/podcasts. One more time, orderlymeds.com/podcasts. Compounded medications are not FDA approved. Results may vary. Consult a licensed healthcare provider to determine if treatment is appropriate for you. Restrictions apply.
I love this team. Like, I just love these guys. And what's so nice about this weekend and how they played recently, even the Giants series for the most part, except for, you know, game three, is that, like, they're just showing up and beating teams finally. It's like, first off, this should have been the entire year. I mean, the whole year should have been this, where it's like, that sounds harsh because it's like, it's baseball. I understand it's hard. But I think this is what we...
And they didn't have Bryce in April. And it took Bryce. Like, you can make excuses, but I agree with you.
This is what I think we were anticipating. And a nice part about where we're at right now, and what just has me just downright giddy, is not only the offense is 100%, like, I think they've mostly figured it out. They face bad pitching. I'm shocked, by the way. It's a quick side note. That Cardinals pitching staff is just atrocious. I mean,
the Cardinals themselves, this was a playoff so bad, team last dude. Year. They had a better record than the Phillies last year.
I know.
And they're so bad. I mean, they're so a really bad team. Yeah.
And the pitching's like even worse. I kept waiting. I thought Bryce was going to take Mikolas like 600 feet on Friday. He was trying to, which I appreciate. But it's just like, you know, they're showing up and winning games. And what has me excited is, again, I'm trying not to get there because we know what he can make us feel horrible in milliseconds.
I mean, he was awesome today.
He was awesome today. Like, he's been awesome two straight.
Should we not even say his name? Should we just be like, we're definitely not going to say the B word or anything about him.
Yeah, 27. Like, how about that? 27.
The last outing in the Giants series was nice, and we talked about it, and obviously he had the couple home runs, the solo shots, and a couple moments. But, you know, he settled in and did a good job. Today he was nasty. Yes. Like, today he was dominant, you know?
Totally. So what has been holding me back of talking about this team and like how far they can go? I've always been a believer that the offense, if they get in, was going to be good because I think there's enough talent here and they get in these big moments and, you know, I expect them to kind of flip the switch here.
Well, they have in August. I mean, do you see that stack? I mean, they've already set the record for home runs in a month.
Which, again,
in any month in the history of the franchise, and it's August 27th. They said it on the 26th. I mean, they broke it on the 26th.
I watched the 07 to 11 Phillies. Like, you know, this is not how it's supposed to be. But what was always holding me back was, what am I getting out of the number one and number two in the rotation? And I think when Ranger gets back, hopefully he can just settle in and be the third guy. And we head in, and a wild card round is those two. But
or Walker, if Walker can figure it out. Like, still don't think that's crazy.
Why are we not allowed to say Christopher Sanchez?
Like, I'm so with you. Dude, all he does is go out and give you, like, six innings, two runs. Seven innings, two runs. Like, that's all he does.
It's like, why can't we talk about it? Possibly being a part of the rotation. He's been insane. And You talk about like best pitches on the team. I mean, the Chris Sanchez changeup is one of the best pitches on the team. So again, we'll see how September goes. We'll see how everything else kind of goes. But like, I don't think, like, I would rather have Christopher Sanchez start a playoff game over Lorenzen or Walker.
Over Lorenzen for sure. And yeah, right now today over Walker for sure. Right now today, like, even if Ranger was healthy, I might start. I mean, the history of Ranger and how cool and calm he is in those spots, you know, it's hard for me not to give him that shot. But like, in terms of right now today, Christopher Sanchez is pitching like one of the best three starters on this team, without a doubt.
What a world. I mean, the Phillies clearly, I mean, they won the Curtis Meade trade, right? Like, we don't.
Is that who it was? You could have given me, I don't want to be hyperbolic and just be like ridiculous. You could have given me 15 million guesses and I would not have gotten that it was the Curtis Meade trade.
Interesting. So I was not aware. I guess I learned that at 5:12. On Sunday, August 27th, I was doing this podcast of the Total Fraud. I mean, are you serious? I mean, they gave up a guy who ended up being a top 50 prospect for Chris Sanchez. So, yeah.
I mean, are you serious?
It's a pretty lopsided trade. But right now, Christopher Sanchez is obviously, he's doing great. He's doing great. Anyway, but with the way those two are going right now, and I mean, dude. I mean, Zach Wheeler yesterday, it was just...
It's nasty. And
apparently he made a mechanical change right before the national start.
I love a mechanical change. Give it
nothing.
That.
Nothing gets me to hook, line, and sinker right back in on a guy like a mechanical change. But
he moved his arm degree 3%, and it's changed everything.
So I haven't been totally... The way it looks to me... is he's doing a way better job of like staying back and then finding a way to have that little extra zip on his fastball the last couple starts, which is really important because that's
Zach Wheeler.
That's the funniest part about Zach Wheeler. He's been so good, right, as a Philly, and I feel like he's never been able to locate an off-speed pitch.
Yeah,
like that shows how dominant his fastball can be.
It's a great point. Like, I'm like trying to think of like an image of him just like snapping one off, and I like it's just not in the game like, plan. I can't think of any. Like, they're all like soft kind of.
They're
like,
all,
you know?
His breaking pitches are all show me pitches. Yeah, like, they're just all show me pitches. Yeah. So yeah, it's just it's such an exciting time right now, and I think what has me most excited, James, is that it feels like the city feels it. Like the Giants series,
it's been packed down there.
And not even like 35,000. No, we're talking over 40. It's
like sellout. Like, I looked at them like, that's a sellout.
It feels
like a sellout.
The crowd last night was one of the best regular season crowds I've seen since maybe the Wheeler start on Halliday Day. Like, that's what it reminded me of, just crowd-wise. Like, for a regular season game. But other than that, like, we're talking heyday for that crowd on Saturday night. And the Phillies were just like, you know what we're going to do? We're just going to go out and score 12.
They're going to go down 1-0 and then score 12. Yes.
I was nervous when
shocking. I guess that's, you can't shut out a team without getting the lead before them. So I'm happy they just did it right away because it was very jarring.
It was. I was like, calm down, you know, like, especially so not only did they score first, but they also won a game the night after scoring like a million runs.
That was part of what I was saying at the front. It's not just the sweep. It was like, I felt so sure they were going to lose today. I felt like that. And if they won, I felt like it was going to be 1-0 on like a Cardinals error that allowed a run to score. Like, I felt like there was no way they were coming out and doing anything. Schwarber, though, you know, like, to, you know, that's what the guy does on the days when you need him. He comes, like when you're clinching in Houston, he comes out and he's like, bang, let's go. You know?
Yeah. Yeah, it's just everything with the team right now. And you know, it does feel like the city is now, like, I've been joking, texting with my I guess my cousin-in-laws or whatever, who, like, always give me crap for being a Phillies guy. Like, you watch every game, whatever, like, what a loser. And I heard through sources that they now have Phillies flags, like, outside their house.
Watch every game, what a loser, what a burn. Oh, got me.
Yeah. Yep. Well, and now it's like, now everyone's just all in on, like, watching the because they're finally bringing an exciting brand of baseball. And when you see the crowd the way they've been for a home series in August, especially the last couple, I mean, not last couple of years, but like 18, 19, when they were in it, no one was showing up because no one believed. This year, it's like, we're going to have your back and, like, let's go on a run together. Like, let's go on a run.
It's a love affair, dude.
It is an absolute love affair, this fan base and this team. It's, again, we talked about this last podcast. I didn't think I would feel the way I do about a baseball team post 08 and, like, obviously the subsequent years after, like I do about this team. Like, it's childlike. It's bringing everything back. And I'm so happy that for years of us preaching baseball is not dead here, the way that this fan base has just sold it. It's giddy.
It's so cool, especially how it came back like that. And yes, they had to have a playoff run, and
they did, yeah.
You know, but one playoff run. It was one playoff run, and obviously, you know, they get credit for being likable and letting us into their celebrations and kind of letting us feel that they liked each other and all that stuff. And obviously, that's grown and grown as we've gotten to know them better and gotten to know their camaraderie. And obviously, as it's gotten more and more, and they've talked about how much we mean to them and the playoff experience itself of the fans, where it's, you know, why Trey Turner signed here and I can feel it through the TV and all that stuff. Like, it all compounds and it all adds up together. But I think, like, just the fact that that we had the run last year, everyone's like, oh yeah, we love the Phillies. Like, that's cool. We do love the Phillies. And then for them to start slow this year, but the fan base to stick with them and the fan base to still show up and to be there. We talked about throughout, keep coming to games, and then to do that for Turner. And now they're turning it on. And it's like, yes, that's why we keep coming for this right now. Like, give me this. This is awesome. And it's great, man. It's awesome to see. And I just can't wait for the playoffs. Like, I'm so ready for
I know.
Playoff baseball here again.
I was thinking that today. I was like, I'm very happy. This is great. But, like, if I could just fast forward to October. I'm just emotionally, physically, like, get me to October.
Well, especially get me back in that ballpark. Coming, you know, September. Like, I really do think that this team will give us a stress-free September, like, for the first time. I believe, or at least stress-ish free. I'm sure there'll be a couple moments, but I think it won't be like last year where, you know, it's coming down to the final days and we're like, oh, we're counting on the Brewers to lose because we lost and all that stuff. Like, I don't think it'll be like that, but it's September, and until they don't make it feel like that, like, we, you know, we don't have any other experience with this group. But it's freaking thrilling, man. It is thrilling. And to your point, like, I think the most important thing that came out of this weekend, even though they had a 12-run barrage and they showed up and all that, it was like seeing Wheeler and Nola do that on back-to-back days. Again, so, like, the Cardinals are a bad team, but they're not like a horrible offense. I mean, they still have some dudes who can hit there and stuff. I mean, to see them both just go out and shove like that, that's what you've been talking about all season. That's been, like, your number one, like, rallying cry for this team is, you know, I think the bats will figure out. And they're all, like, figure out at the same time, which is nice. But, you know, you've always
Besides the catcher.
Trust me, I was going to get to that. That was literally going to be my next thing. That's next. But, like, you know, for them to, you know, for you've been saying the whole time, like, none of it matters unless they have their aces at the top. Like, you said it over and over and over again.
Yeah, and you know, the Cardinals offense definitely isn't terrible. Although, like, Taylor Motter doing on a big league?
It's not good. It's not good. There's a reason they're, like, you know, 20 games out of 500 or whatever.
Yeah, but, like, listen, it doesn't matter because these guys,
you could see it. You know, Nola, they would have done that against anybody today.
I agree, and Nola especially, because Wheeler's been really good. I mean, Wheeler. I know, I just don't
Wheeler's been better than his numbers show.
I'm just not a war guy when it comes to pitching, but like.
Well, yeah, I feel like this Kyle Schwarber season might make me officially reject war moving forward.
Well, like, it should have Ryan Howard seasons back.
I
in the
know.
Day
it's like you're telling me that he's a less than, like stop like that's stupid. Like, I'm sorry, this stat needs to adjust for players like this because that's incredibly stupid to tell me that he's like a negative player. Like, you're dumb. I'm sorry,
right.
That's dumb.
Lately, I've been wanting my makeup routine to feel lighter and more intentional. I still want my skin to look even and glowy, but I don't want to feel like I'm wearing heavy foundation every day. Primally Pure's new Sun Serum Tinted SPF has become my everyday go-to because it feels like skincare first. It gives mineral SPF 30 protection, evens everything out, and leaves the prettiest healthy skin finish. Then, I use their lip and cheek tint for a quick flush of color. It's nourishing, multi-purpose, and makes getting ready feel really effortless. I love that both formulas are made without synthetic fragrance, PFAs, or chemical sunscreen filters. Just really thoughtful ingredients that support healthy skin. If you've been wanting a more simplified, skin-first makeup routine for summer, definitely check out Primally Pure's new tinted SPF collection.
Is your business struggling to be seen, not reaching the right customers?
Yeah.
Odyssey's here to help. Your one-stop shop for digital marketing.
Wait, really?
With targeted digital media, plus SEO, SEM, social, OTT, and more, we help your business reach the right audience and drive results.
Whoa, hey, one at a time.
Stop missing out on valuable customers. Visit digitallocalads.com to learn more about our local advertising solutions. That's digitallocalads.com.
Okay, people, line starts here.
But pitching war, like I think it's hard to quantify. Whatever, I don't think
just like defense, like the defensive stats are still not great, you know?
Yeah, but
they're good, but they're not like perfect, you know?
No. Listen, as always, I test this game. But what Nola has specifically done the last two starts, I think, is really exciting. Today was definitely better than his last start, even though I thought it was really good in his last start, but today was obviously a different level. I thought what he did better today than I've seen in, I mean, ages, is he made such an emphasis to get on top of the ball and drive it down. And he was low in the zone. Like the moment where it really stuck out to me is he very deliberately like spiked a curveball. And it was like maybe 60 feet, or not 60 feet, maybe 59 feet. But he threw it so directly like into the ground that you could tell that what they told him was get on top of the fastball, get on top of everything. When you're not doing that, that's when balls are leaving the yard. So get on top of it. He was down. And then what made him so effective today, first off, dotting both sides of the plate with ease, which has, again, been a while, it feels like. But it was down, and then up. And that's the plan, man. Like, down, have their eye level, looking down, and then when you raise it, it's jarring to them. But he can't be a guy that starts at the hip, or I guess the hip. He can't be a guy that starts at the hip and, you know, goes up. But if he's a guy living at the knees and then going up, that works. So he was made a very, very concerted effort to get on top of the baseball, keep it down, and it just I mean they reaped the benefits of it. So again, I don't want to get too ahead of myself, and I don't think we should.
You never do. It's not your style at all.
I am trying my hardest, but that is good stuff if you can just keep it going.
Yeah, it's all about keeping it going. But yeah,
he also dominates the Cardinals. Like, he threw a complete game against them last year.
I was thinking, and the playoff start. Yeah,
yep.
No, I was thinking about that. So, you know, I agree. We need to see more of it, but it's encouraging, especially to your point, which it is, King. Like, the eye test today, like, he just looked nasty. Like, he looked pretty much nastier than he has all season. Maybe only one or two other times this season, I feel like I've watched him and just been so impressed with his stuff. All right, I want to talk. We're going to talk JT, obviously, and I want to get to one good thing and then take bags. I'm sure you get to the rest there. But quickly on JT, you know, I know he had the two hits today. whatever. I mean, they put up 12 runs. He's literally the only person in the starting lineup who wasn't on the stat sheet. Like, there were other people who had no hits. They scored runs. Like, he was literally the only starter who did nothing. He has been, we've kept waiting for it. And look, everyone's turning around. And the good we're going to get to is Bryce, because I want to talk Bryce in a sec. Because, by the way, he's batting 306, like, no big deal. Like, if Bryce Harper had played more, like, we'd be talking about, are we sure Freddie Freeman and Acuna and Betts are fighting for the MVP? Can Bryce sneak into this thing?
Dude, real quick. Mookie, I believe, is hitting 458 this month.
Yeah, Mookie's been insane, dude. He's just been like, oh, you think Acuna's winning it? Guess what? And, like, Mookie's numbers are better all of a sudden. I thought Acuna had it, like, locked up.
So I mean,
Freddie Freeman has 50 doubles. It's August 27th. Like, what is happening? All right. We'll get to Harper in a sec. But JT, it's like all these guys have turned a corner. Every single one of them. Trey Turner, obviously, we know when that happened and all that. Like, all these guys have shown up. You know, or been, you know, Nick's been what he's been all season, you know, that type of stuff. And JT was like, oh, the Toronto series, we're going to get, you know, or last year, and oh, we're going to wait for that this year, and it's going to happen. Like, he has just looked lost consistently. I mean, we talked about last time that strikeout in the ninth of that Giants game. They should be on a 6-game winning streak right now. I don't know if they won before. Yeah, 6 straight. I mean, they should have won 6 straight. They should have swept back-to-back series, but, you know, where are you at with JT? Are we at the point where it's just like, this is what we're getting this year, and you hope for the best? Hope he gets a hold of one, luckily, or someone hangs one to him or something.
Standing O? Does he need a standing O?
No,
we can't do it. We can't do it. So here's my thoughts on JT. I mean, Stubbs started Friday, which I thought was interesting. I thought Stubbs was going to start today, especially with the.
Well, that's what they usually do. Yeah.
So I was a little surprised by that, but maybe with a righty on the mound with Giolito tomorrow that they put Stubbs out there again. I don't know. But I guess how I feel about JT is that he's batting seventh and he's just not killing them. I mean, I know the strikeout happened.
I agree with you.
When Turner was batting two and Castellanos was batting four, like, those are, like, really important spots in the lineup that you just can't have no production out of. Seventh, like, sure, I know you're paying $25 million and he's just not living up to it. I'm at the point where he's batting low. I don't think he's really killing him. I'm not anticipating what he did after the Toronto series last year at all. But I'm just, it's not something that I'm, like, melting down about every day. Because I also know that the offense is not going to be all hot at the same time. So maybe if they go down a little bit here, then JT can kind of take off.
I like that.
He's just, like, it hasn't felt that terrible.
We know that he can do it. He has it in him, and he has it in him to kind of turn on a dime. We've seen that before. I'm not super optimistic or super hopeful, but I do think, to your point, that I don't think he's killing them. And look, you know, maybe in the playoffs we just get, you know, let Stubbs play at Citizens Bank Park and play JT in the road games and just follow that home road thing.
It's shocking.
Stunning. The numbers are stunning.
I mean, it's obviously has to be a thing now.
Yeah.
I mean, it's clearly almost September.
Yeah. I mean, those are, you know, it's not a huge sample size, but it's a sample size. All right. Last thing before the take bag, before our guest, then the take bag. Bryce. I mean, dude, they showed the number. I mean, he has like, I think he has 9 homers since the All-Star break. He had 5 before it, or maybe it's like 11 actually or something. I don't know what it is, but he's been like, he's just a completely different player than he was, you know, a month ago. It's awesome.
He's not a completely different player. He's Bryce Harper again.
Yeah, like, he's locked in. Locked
I would argue. I would argue the guy that was not hitting home runs.
I like that. Yeah, he's back to being Bryce Harper. Well done. Good work play by you. Yeah.
Well, I mean, think about it. It feels like all the stars in baseball have kind of just figured it out the last month and a half. Like we just talked about Mookie, we talked about Freddie Freeman, we talked about, Julio Rodriguez run is insane.
He raised his average like 20 points in August in like a week. It was like insane. That like is impossible.
Yep. I mean, Trey Turner looks closer to being Trey Turner than we had thought. So there's just not enough that you can say about the guy to where it's, you know, he gets big hits in big moments. He extends the lead today. You know, it's a 2-0 game, kind of tight. Bang, Harper hits a single late, makes it 3-0, and then that just kind of calms down a lot of people. You know, I mean, this bullpen has been good, but there's still that little bit of fear of they're leaking oil at the wrong time. And it's just everything, you know, righty, lefty. I mean, he just does it all. The one thing about Bryce that I'm just interested in, like, what are we doing with the first base thing? Because
yeah, I'm with Schwarber's, you.
It's what, six straight games that Bryce is, it's been since the Little League game on Sunday. I mean, he had an inside the park home run. He had a game where he hit four balls 110 miles an hour. He's crushing the ball. I'd be shocked, frankly, if the back injury was still there. They're winning. I can't tell if they're trying to do this thing where they're winning with Bryce at DH and Schwarber in left at the moment. But, like, are you telling me that in the second half of September and as we get into the postseason, that Schwarber's going to be out there? Or can we iron out the problems now with Bryce at first base so that by the time the playoffs roll around, we're firing on all cylinders that
spot? Yeah. No, it's important.
It has to be a thing at this point. So I don't know what it is. Maybe they're trying to do the whole thing. We're winning with Schwarber in left field and Bryce at the DH. And maybe they're saying what Bryce is doing at DH outweighs what Schwarber does defensively. And maybe they felt like Bryce at first base wasn't having the same level of offensive production. I guess you can make that case. But I would just like, it's so much better when you can have Rojas and Marsh out there, Schwarber the DH, and Bryce at first base. I think he's been fine. He's not a gold glover. It was never about being perfect this year. It was about figuring it out. But either way, what he's doing at the plate, the way he's carrying this team, and really just his energy feeding into the rest of the ball club is a big reason why I think they've gone on this insane run.
Totally agree with you. Like it's like we saw in the playoffs last year, that was the feeling, you know, his energy, kind of his talent kind of led, you know, kind of was the catalyst for everything. And it's awesome.